From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And we start this hour in Kenya, where violence that began with last month's disputed presidential election continues to escalate. Former UN chief Kofi Annan renewed efforts to broker peace, this just hours after an opposition politician was murdered. In the western Rift Valley, government helicopters fired on rioting mobs, and multiple clashes broke out in and around the capital city, Nairobi, reportedly killing at least a dozen people. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton is in Nairobi, and she has the story.
Another death in Kenya, the latest in a growing casualty list of more than 800 since last month's disputed presidential election. But this was the first killing of a political leader. Melitus Mugabe Were was a newly elected opposition legislator. Gunmen pulled up behind his car right outside the gate of Were's house, dragged him out and shot him dead. It was not immediately clear whether the killing was politically motivated or criminal, but the opposition described it as an assassination. Crowds of sympathizers gathered at the lawmaker's house. Their tears were mixed with shock and anger.
We are ready to die.
At Were's house in a bourgeois Nairobi suburb, police fired tear gas into the compound to disperse mourners and supporters, some of whom were taunting officers. Gunfire could be heard in nearby Kibera slum, an opposition stronghold and notorious flashpoint. More bloody protests also broke out in Kenya's Rift Valley. An hour's drive from Nairobi, firing rubber bullets, military helicopters dive-bombed mobs wielding machetes and clubs at refugees of a different tribe trying to flee the violence.
It is absolutely essential and urgent that violence be stopped.
The former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan appealed to Kenya's political leaders to restore law and order. Today, he launched formal mediation efforts to end the post-election crisis.
To the leaders gathered here today, I say this: the people need you. They want you to take charge of the situation and do whatever possible to halt the downward spiral into chaos that is threatening this beautiful and prosperous country. You have to act with urgency.
The disputed re-election of Kenya's President Mwai Kibaki last month unleashed a wave of unrest that has ballooned into a conflict pitting rival ethnic groups supporting one or another politician against each other. Opposition leader Raila Odinga says the presidential vote was rigged and he was robbed of victory. Today, both men condemned the violence and committed themselves to finding a solution. Raila Odinga spoke first.
The national fabric has been broken. The very foundation of the state is crumbling. Violence is spiraling out of control. Unless we ourselves here resolve to act quickly to save our nation, there might be no nation left to save.
And from President Mwai Kibaki,
it is unfortunate that in some parts of the country, neighbors who have lived side by side peacefully for many years have been incited to hate one another and view each other as enemies. I feel deeply saddened to see Kenyans confronting one another violently.
Kofi Annan expressed confidence that the immediate political issues in Kenya could be resolved within a month or sooner, and that the broader problems underlying the crisis would be resolved within a year. Kibaki and Odinga's teams began negotiations immediately. Hopeful Kenyans, many of whom blame the politicians for the crisis, are desperate for peace. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Nairobi.